I got a word for you today from Paul. So you can't argue with me again today. I got a letter from Paul, and I want to share it with you. Y'all know who Paul is, right? In the Bible, you know, like Paul. And George Mingo's in the house, ladies and gentlemen. Hallelujah. And say hello to Margie and Marty. Our prayers are answered again. God has answered the letter of prayer. We are more than conquerors. Through us? No, but through God who strengthens us. Amen. Amen. Are you excited today? I want you to be as excited as I am today. How can I make that happen? I work all week and I'm reading. I'm getting so excited and I come and I want you to be excited because what we're going to talk about today changes, guess what? Your life. Amen. For the better. How many want better things in your life? Amen. How many want to be stronger for the Lord? How many want to do things for God? Amen. How many want? Well, you got to be strong to do things for God. So let's do it for God. Let's get excited. Let's stand up and pray together. The word today is encouraging. The word today, like every Sunday, comes out of the word of God, out of the Bible that makes us stronger. It doesn't matter what we feel. We don't walk by feelings. Amen? We walk by faith. And God said that we all have a measure of faith. And we let that faith grow. By the more that we do for Him, the more we see Him, the faith grows to see that you're here today. The blessing is you're here today. Oh my God, there's people who want to be here who can't get out of bed. We have a lot to be thankful for. Amen? We have so much to be thankful for that we've got to stop looking at what we feel like and know that God has a plan for us. And we should get excited. Sure, sometimes we're going to be tired and we're going to be worried because we're in the flesh. But God said, I'll lift you up. How many times in the past 5 years has He lifted you up? How many? And He's never going to stop. Say that with me. He's never going to stop. So we are more than conquerors. God, we got the Spirit of God inside. I want you to get excited today. I got a letter from Paul for this church, for Second Congregational, right here. From Paul to us, and I'm excited to share it with you. So let's get a heart to receive. Let's get a mind open to receive. Let's get away from what we feel and into our faith. And let's walk stronger in faith, because when we walk stronger in faith, guess what? Our body heals. Our mind heals. Our flesh heals, because we walk with God. We walk with Him, and He's going to carry us through. And I pray that your hearts be open to receive this. In Jesus' name, can I get an amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Psalm number 24 in your book. Sing along in the key of A, Greg. Jesus. through all things. How many things? You need to get excited. Get. I know you sometimes you feel down. Sometimes you're depressed. Sometimes you're worried. I know my bride is grandchildren are 1,000 miles away, and she aches for them every day. But she says, God, I got to give it to you. In order for me to have a good day with my husband, a good day singing, I got to give it to you. We all have to do that. Amen. I know what's in your life feels like the biggest thing of all, because that's what you're going through. But we're all going through it together. Amen. But God said, I'm here. I'm here. Amen. I got it for you. I got you covered. I'm lifting you up on a bad day. I'm making you stronger on a bad day. And when you do that, you help who? Somebody else. Amen. When you're stronger, you can help somebody else. And here's the other thing. When somebody's helping you, you got to receive it. Can I get an amen? You got to receive it. Hello. And you say, well, I don't know if God's inside of me. I don't know if I got it right. I'm going to ask you one question. Do you love somebody? Do you have love in your heart? Do you have compassion in your heart for your friends, for your neighbors? When you see somebody sick on TV, does your heart give compassion? Well, if you got compassion, guess what? You got God. Don't worry about that. Don't let the devil say, maybe you don't love them enough. That's crazy talk. You got them in your heart, amen? God has an answer for every walk of life that we have, amen? Until we see him face to face. And that's our greatest promise, amen? So as we walk here today, we got to lift each other. We got to help each other. But oh God, he's got victories for y'all. Hallelujah. We got to walk in faith.
Amen. And you don't hear that. Everybody's going for prayer. We're going to pray. I'm going to say,
something later about prayer that may just understand the difference between praying and thanking. And we're on a path, a different path. See, we're on the path of the Bible. I believe we might be small now, and that's whatever God's got, but we're on the path with the Bible. And if we're on the path with the Bible, you're all going to receive blessings, amen? Because we're going to follow His Word if we do it His way, amen? So sometimes it might sound strange, but I haven't heard that in church in a while. I say, that's exactly right. Because churches need to get back to the Word of God, to get back to the Bible, get back to Jesus, amen? It doesn't matter what you think, as long as you love Jesus. Jesus will show you His direction, the path, amen? That's the difference. We got to live each day like that, amen? You don't have to walk around talking to Jesus with everybody, but you got to have it in your heart. For when you face situations, and the Bible says that we need to be ready in and out of season. That doesn't mean deer season, George. It means in and out. It means just every single day. You might not be ready. Then you meet somebody who is ready. I know my friend George Marsh. I love him. And I know he had a testimony just recently. He was in a CVS. I believe it was a CVS. And somebody saw that he wasn't something. There was something. And she said, "Can I pray for you?" I said, "Hallelujah." And she prayed for him about an eye exam that he was, and he got good results with that. And you know what he came here telling us about? This woman who had the nerve, the audacity to say, "Can I pray for you?" Amen? That's what we all need to be doing, because there's people out there who are so hungry, not like we are at lunch, but hungry, amen, for God. That if you're sitting home and you're dark and you're blue, you get out there and do something for God. Amen. Get away from how you feel. And all of a sudden, right, Mars, you preach and you love Him and you worship Him with all you are. You're going to get attacked. You know that? You know, if you just stay home and watch TV and eat bonbons, the devil would say, "I don't need to worry about her," because he worries about you. So your strength has to be with God's inner spirit. Amen. And then victory is possible. Are you with me? Psalm number 4 in your book. And read it. This will be our hymnal.
And Art, thank you for those beautiful crosses on our church.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses. And He walks with me.
We come to the garden now, not with the church, amen, not with hundreds of people, not with the denomination. We come to the garden how? To talk to who? Alone, right? That's who we need to be. Hallelujah. Bring us into church, my children.
Imagine that. In God's house, amen? In God's house you sit. So receive God's word today, I pray you do. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, Lord, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Hallelujah. Be seated, enjoy. Be seated and enjoy God's house today. Amen. The promises that we get from God are... I don't think that we have come up with a word yet, Sergio, to talk about how wonderful they are. We don't want to think about tomorrow. We don't want to think about that day. But when we read from Paul, we understand that his whole dream was for that day. Amen. For that what we see God face to face, that's our promise. Amen. My promise is that I'm going to see my mom again, my dad again, my brothers again. And though I don't want that to be today, I confess that to you. I can't think of something greater that my God can do for me, that at the end of my reward for loving him and loving his son that I get to see my mother again and talk to my father again and see my brother Petey again and my brother Johnny. But in a way that would be, it's so much beautiful than we have today. Amen. But I thank God for today. Can you thank God for today? Can you say thank you, Lord, for today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's read this responsive reading. I know I was getting ahead of myself. I get so excited. I got a letter for you today from the Bible. Praise God. For Second Congregational. Psalm 29, we're going to read. Give unto the Lord, O you mighty ones, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Hallelujah. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is over many waters. Hallelujah. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. Yes, the Lord splinters the cedars of Lebanon. Hallelujah. The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. The Lord will give strength to his people. That is you. Amen. And the Lord will bless his people with peace. Even in a place where you never thought you'd have peace. Even in the times when you go through that you just don't know that you have peace. God is giving you peace. And the more time passes, you'll look back and see how he's carried you through. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
That's the beauty of our God. That's the beauty of what we believe. We're not a religion. We're not a denomination in that. We believe in God. Amen. We believe the Bible. We believe Jesus. That's what we believe. We don't have to believe anything else. You don't have to sign a paper, committing yourself to this church. Amen. You make a commitment to Jesus. Amen. I make a commitment to go into this book, to preach this book to you. Amen. And then when we get stronger together, we share it with each other. Amen. And like that woman did with George, you share it with people who you feel know it. Amen. And you're stronger. How many have been through things in your life? Come on. You all been through something. I thank God for the things that he's kept me from. Driving all across Nevada one night, in the middle of the night, driving from Reno, Nevada, back up into Utah, I like back roads, took a route called 55, and I didn't see a car for 6 hours. In the middle of the night, it was freezing cold outside. I said, saw signs that said, watch out for elk. And I'm telling you, if my car ever broke down, I'd have been face to face with God. So many things in my life I can be thankful for. Amen. Are you with me? I'm going to say a couple things today that I hope stays and gets in your spirit. Amen. First of all, how many know that God never forgets your prayers? Do you really know? He never forgets your prayers. It's not like, your mom forgot to get you that or whatever. Somebody, your wife forgot or your husband forgot. God never forgets our prayers. Giving thanks to God. Giving thanks to God is heard all over heaven. When people thank God, I believe the angels rejoice. I believe the angels are rejoicing with God because his people, the people that say they love him, are thanking him. That's heard all across heaven. How many want your voice to be heard in heaven? The Bible says to thank him because we've all prayed. Amen. How many are praying? Of course, you pray and then you pray. Now, some people say, I don't know who they are. I've read or heard about it, that you shouldn't pray for the same thing twice. Well, that's crazy. I'm talking to my dad. I'm talking to my father in heaven. I said things to my dad 45 times and he still loved me. God, my dad told me the same joke 45 times and I still laughed. So, well, you're not supposed to. I'm talking to my father in heaven. So if I say the same prayer over, it's not like I don't have faith. Ask God not to tarry. What does that mean? Ask him to hurry with the answer. Amen. But we're supposed to be claiming the answer. Right, Margie? We're supposed to be claiming. We ask God, help me, and we claim the answer. Amen. And it's not like claim it and all of a sudden microwave it. Amen. Because sometimes we have to persevere. I know that word just last week bothered some people. Persevere. But we got to stand strong. Amen. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Psalm 107, 21, 22. Oh, that men would give what? Thanks. Prayers? No, thanks. Listen to this. I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord now. When? in the presence of all his people. Psalm 116, 17 and 18. What will I do? I will offer you the sacrifice of what? Thanksgiving. Do you hear that in church? I don't hear that. I don't remember hearing that in church. And so talking to God, giving him thanks. I want my voice to resound in heaven. I want the angels to hear me giving thanks to God. Amen. They sure hear me praying a lot. They sure hear me complaining a lot. And one more. Therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Hebrews 13:15. What are we supposed to do with our lips? Give what? Hallelujah. Now, last week, your pastor was up here saying, I want to have a night of Thanksgiving. I got so excited. I said, I want to have it on April 11th. I want it on a Tuesday night. And you know what God said to me all week? Because I know Fred said, should I put it in? And I'm thinking, I am just so ahead of God that I had to stop myself. I had to ask him for forgiveness. Amen. I want to have a great night of Thanksgiving here. And I think now it should be a Saturday. It should be where we could put posters out. We could tell people about to say, look, we're coming for Thanksgiving. We don't want testimonies, but I just gave you a thing to be thankful for. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you with me? I think we're on the right path. And I don't think we should just make it haphazardly. So, well, just a Tuesday night in 3 weeks. Who can we tell? Nobody. What good would that be? Amen. Okay, so our group will come together. I think we got something here. We got the Word of God. Amen. So I want to talk to folks. I want people to talk to me this week, even today. I want to talk about having Kim a night of Thanksgiving. We've had so much springing going on. And God never forgets our prayers. You all said you believe that. Amen. But God is waiting. Amen. For the praise of his people. Simply thanking him. Amen. You got two grandchildren in what? Three months? 2.5 months? I mean, that's a bundle of Thanksgiving right there. Amen. Now you're going to be praying for them. But for now, it's Thanksgiving. You woke up today. You feel like things are bad? I'll take you to a nursing home that my wife and I play at. And there's 30 beds in a row where people can't get out of bed. Amen. They'll talk to you about being Thanksgiving. You're there to see them. Amen. All of a sudden, you don't feel so bad. Amen. People that can't walk. People that can't enjoy what you're enjoying. See, we got to give him thanks. So I ask God for forgiveness for such a impetuous pastor who said, we're going to do it in 3 weeks and on a Tuesday night and nobody will know about it. The best kept secret in town. Amen. I want it to be exciting. So I want you to talk to people and whatever ideas, but I want it to be beautiful because it's in the Bible. Amen. We're following the Word of God. Hallelujah. That's, you know, we need to enjoy this life fully. Can you say that with me? We need to enjoy this life fully. Enjoy the things you love, the works of your hand. Art made those beautiful things for our church this week. Art and Gladys put that. And I came in and Deacon Gary said, look, I didn't know anything about it. I didn't know until 10 minutes ago that it was Art that did it, Gary. The works, he enjoyed what he did this week for the church. Amen. He did one thing and who enjoyed it? Look around. Look at how many people enjoyed the works of one hand. Amen. Hallelujah. Isn't that hallelujah? That's right. I want to tell you something that you know, but I got to tell you anyway. Minutes are priceless. Minutes are priceless. Refuse to lose anymore. We don't walk by feelings. We walk by faith. Amen? And I tell you this. Dare to dream. I dare you to dream with God. Dare to reach for new dreams. Look forward. Knowing God is ahead of you, preparing every way. Amen? I would tell you this, stand up and take every blessing. There are no small blessings, amen? The fact that you can go outside in the spring and smell the flowers, what a blessing. Who gave that to you? How many times have you thanked them for it? Or you sit outside and you feel the breeze on your face and say, oh, that feels good. Where did that come from? We talked to some scientists who are much smarter than me. They'll say that it came from a cosmic explosion. And I don't know. I don't want to get into that. I love God. Amen. And we don't need to get into it. Hallelujah. Stand up and take every blessing. Start to say, and listen to me, your pastor is flesh. Do I get depressed? Yes. Do I get sad? Yes. Do I feel sad for myself sometimes? Yes. It's ridiculous, but I do, amen? Because God brought me here. He brought me through all that stuff that I'm thinking, he's not stopped. He didn't leave me. I'm not all by myself. Hallelujah. So you start saying, I can, I must, for me. And then not only for me, but for those I love. And again, for those who want God and has never heard about God. Hallelujah. And I tell you this, church, I tell you this today. If you must start over today, then begin. You have nothing to lose, Lisa. Nothing. Nothing to lose. And everything to gain. Amen. If you open up your heart to God, you say, well, I did it yesterday. Good. Then do it again today. But open up yourself. You have nothing to lose. I'm telling you that God has done so much for you in your life that you can't, you'll run out of time thanking Him. But if you just look today what God can do for you tomorrow, amen, and walk forward with that, it'll change your life. How many want to be healthy? Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Yeah, give Him praise. And I will tell you this. God deserves the best we can do. Amen? Can I get an amen? And I'm talking to me. He deserves the best that I can do. A night of Thanksgiving deserves its place. Not just for us, but for others. I was way ahead of God. I know that God put it in my heart. Last week we were saying, Margie, we're going to have a night of Thanksgiving. No praying. He's already heard us pray. He's already praying, 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 praying. And prayer is good for each other. But we're having a church night of Thanksgiving, a celebration where people come and not give testimonies, but I thank God that I woke up this morning. Things in our life that we see that others can say, yeah, that's great. That's a good place to start. And we give Him thanks. I want my voice heard in heaven. Can I get an amen? And I just said, smell the flowers, the taste of clear water, the breeze on your face, the sun on your skin, the sun on your body, and the love in your heart. Hallelujah. That's the testimony. Let's pray together. Lord, help us. Help us to see. Lord, we take it for granted. We all do. It's human nature, Father. But help us, Lord, to know that we have somebody who loves us beyond our own understanding, who has always loved us and yearns for our companionship, yearns for our love back and our thanks back. So we start thanking You, Lord, for all that we have. We know we all have problems, Lord, and You hear them all the time. We don't fail to tell You our problems, what we're mad about, what we want, and what we're upset about. But Lord, we need to thank You more. We just need to thank You. Let the angels in heaven hear God's people thanking Him. Let the heaven rejoice with the sound of thanksgiving. And as we thank Him for all we have, we sort of start forgetting about the troubles that we have. We start to forget about the pain in our body. We start to forget about the thoughts that we have that don't lead to success, that hurt us. The thoughts that we have that hold us down from doing all that we want to do. Those are attacks from we know who. When we get attacked in our mind, we've put out so much information that He has all this information to attack us with, but the greater one is inside of us. God always sees us through to the end. God always carries and lifts us up to continue in this life until we see Him face to face. And that's another promise that we have waiting for us. The glory of heaven with God. But for now, we just need to see what we have to be thankful for. And all the other things will be added therein. Hallelujah. Just heard of my friend today. Needs a new job. He's yearning for a new job. He wants to be in a place where he feels worthy. Feels like they understand. And I understand that. So we're praying now, even Lord, that we don't have to tell You anymore except ask You to open the door. Let that light shine in and show him You. And that'll build his faith and it'll build the church's faith. Anybody here who receives a blessing from God, anybody who receives a blessing, we all receive that blessing. It builds all our faith. Anybody who's stronger, lifts up other people, we all receive that blessing. One man decided this week to build two little crosses, two little flower plants, just two. He thought about it and he went out and he did it and one man put it on the church and the entire church enjoys it. The fruit of one man's labor. That's what it's all about. The fruit of each one of us, our labor, will bless all of us together. We're a team. And we can say it that way. We're a team together with Jesus. He is our leader. And so, Lord, we give You thanks today and just know, Lord, that You've always been with us through all these problems that we have. That we confess so freely, we know You have the answer for. So we need to start thanking You for everything in our lives. And that will keep us on strong, solid ground on the rock. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
prayer, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, church. Give him a hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I have a letter for the church today. I did that already. You was outside. Thank you. And I even said, no, that's good. Did you know it was Bonnie's birthday?
No.
You ever read the Bible and think it's a letter for you? It is. Amen? Paul wrote this to Timothy. Paul went through a lot of things. Amen? He was arrested and took to Rome and put in prison not once, but twice. The first time by his Jewish brethren, and the second time by Nero, who hated all Christians. Amen? You all know that the second time he was brought in by Nero, who wanted to crucify all the Christians. Amen? But he wrote this letter to Timothy because Timothy was pastoring a church. He put Timothy in charge, and he wrote this letter to all the churches, but he gave it to Timothy for him to tell others. Amen? So if he gave it to Timothy to tell others, then he gave it to Second Congregational to tell who? All of us. Amen? So don't argue with me. I'm not, don't get mad at me, I always say, because it's a word. But I'm going to read some of the stuff from Timothy, and I'm going to start from Timothy, 1 Timothy we're reading today, 2, and I'm going to start with 1, and I'm going to move around right through the book. It says, therefore, I exhort, first of all, that supplication, and then I looked up exhort, and you all might know what it means, but I looked it up just so I could tell you. Exhorting, it means urge strongly. Or make urgent appeal. Amen. So Paul is already saying, therefore, I urgently give you this, urgently, first of all, that all supplication, and supplications are simply the action of asking or begging for something earnestly or humbly. So if you're begging, you know it's really deep. Amen. So then he's saying that all supplications, prayer, intercession, and giving of thanks. How about that? There we are in the first line. Giving of thanks be made for all men. Now listen to this. I'm going to read again. I'll finish that. Now listen to what he's saying. Because this really puts some people... Therefore, I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayer, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men. How many men? For kings and all who are in authority. How many in authority? Now here's why. That we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is a good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time, for which I was appointed a preacher and an apostle. I am speaking the truth in Christ and not lying, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. He's telling Timothy, and he's telling us today, amen, to do what he said, give supplication, give thanks. And he's talking about who? Jesus. Who he's talking about? Jesus. Is he talking about churches? No, he's talking about who? Jesus. Hallelujah. And why? He's telling people to live peaceably. A life of godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. So anybody that's a Christian and that reads this, it might come against how you feel, but it's saying that we need to give thanks, intercession and thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life. That means we need to pray for everybody, amen? And the reason we do is so that maybe they'll hear from God, amen? And then maybe they'll be saved, amen? Because that's what Paul was all about. God, are you with me? For there is one God, one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all. For who? Hallelujah. Now I'm going to move a little bit further. They call this the great mystery. And this is 3:14. And Paul is telling Timothy, these things I write to you. So he's telling Second Congregational, everybody here today, listen to what he's saying. These things I write to you, Second Congregational, though I hope to come to you shortly. But if I am delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God. Hallelujah. The pillar and ground of truth. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. Amen? Without controversy, he is saying. So there's no interpretation. You don't have to discuss this. Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. And here it is. God was manifested in the flesh. Amen? Justified in the spirit. Amen? Seen by angels. Amen? Preached among the Gentiles. Amen? Believed on in the world and received up to glory. That's what we believe. Are you with me? Are you? Hallelujah. Now the word of God can't change, amen? It's God's word. It doesn't have to change. Now how many noticed that this past week we're talking to, we're trying to get a new person on the Supreme Court, and they're sitting in front of these people, these politicians, and they're talking about the Constitution of the United States of America, amen? And they're talking about the interpretation of the Constitution. Men and women argue about the Constitution of the USA, amen? What it is, what it means, does it work today, is it still relevant, amen? They're interpreting the Constitution that men created, amen? Are you with me? And I'm not getting political. I want you to understand. They're arguing and they're interpreting and disagreeing about what it says. But we have the truth. Amen? We have the truth. We have this, the Bible. Are you with me? We have the truth. And who's the Bible? God's Word. Amen? Now listen, men and women also argue about the interpretations in the Bible. Do I get an amen on that? How many people say, oh, well, that's not how you interpret it. Say, really? Those different interpretations have caused us to have thousands of different denominations. Amen. People interpret the Bible to say something. Well, I'm going to start my own church because I don't agree with that. I'm going to start my own. Well, I don't interpret it that way, so I'm going to have my own church. Okay, and that's all well and good. But it's all through the what? Interpretations of what the Bible says. Hallelujah. So many denominations. But what matters most? What? Let's get right down to it. Let's get right down to you sitting out in the middle of the woods all by yourself. What matters most? Your relationship with God. Amen. Does it matter what church you go to? Does it matter? Hallelujah. Now listen, your relationship with Jesus matters. The indwelling of the Holy Spirit. When you're alone, you want that. I mean, that's all that matters. It doesn't matter what thousands of other people say. It matters what that spirit inside of you is holding you up for. Are you with me? And then it telling others about Jesus. That's really all that matters, Sergio, right? Are you with me? Now, here's something interesting. Believing in Adam and Eve. I've heard Christian people. I've heard priests. I've heard other people say they don't really believe that Adam and Eve existed. They believe that Adam and Eve was just a story. And I said, well, that's okay. It wasn't just a story. And now I hear Noah. Anybody ever hear of Noah in the Bible? There's a lot of people argue about whether Noah was real, whether the ark was real, about the animals. Oh, that can't happen. That was just another story. So, okay. Jonah in the belly of the fish. How many have ever heard that story in the Bible? And people argue and they interpret that. Well, I interpret that not to mean actually there was a fish and God. I said, okay. So here's what I'm coming in with. Moses, all the brilliant minds in the world. Brilliant. Say that with me. Brilliant minds. And I'm going to admit something here to you, Greg. Men much smarter than me. Much smarter than I am. But these brilliant minds disagree. I mean, you can get 100 people, brilliant-minded people, and you're going to get 30% that will believe that Adam was and Adam wasn't. Or Noah. So you see what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Brilliant minds are going to disagree about the Bible interpretations. But Jesus is my all in all. He's all I need. Jesus is all I need. Noah does not give me salvation. Amen? Arguing about whether Noah existed or doesn't bring me salvation. Doesn't give me the promises of the Bible. The Word of God holds my comfort. Can I get an amen? The Word of God holds my peace, my hope, my joy. Jesus holds my future. So whether or not I interpret something that was said in the Old Testament or how the kings were or what Paul said, it doesn't matter not. I love Jesus. I love the Word of God. Discussing what Paul really meant about this or that gets me nowhere. Amen? But Paul said, Very simply, what we just got through saying, I'm going to read some more, but I wanted to lead. Paul said to simply, how many times have you heard me say, preach the word? Right here. The simplicity. And Paul said, if you have to say it over and over again, Paul says in the Bible, if you repeat yourself, you just keep doing it. Because you're just saying the same thing over, that's good to hear. That just keeps getting there until it's a rock in there, amen? The simplicity that is Christ Jesus, amen? In the Bible. So all interpretation, people are fighting in Washington about things that they know much more about, but they know they can't agree. And we got hundreds of churches that somehow all of a sudden got off the path here, off this book, because they can't agree. They're interpreting different things. And I say, well, what about Jesus? Oh, we don't talk about him. We got time. We can't talk about the Bible. Well, read out of the Bible for me. But we ain't got time. We got to tell you what we think. Amen? Paul said to preach the word. Jesus, and here, oh, thank you, Lord. I forgot this. Paul said to what? And Jesus said, I am the Word. Are you with me? Paul put all his trust in Jesus, as this church does. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to read from 4. Now, Paul is telling, now the Spirit, and the Spirit's in capital letters, so he's referring to the Holy Spirit. Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Amen? Now how was that 2,100 years ago? How about that for a prophecy? How many have seen that? He said the Spirit, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from foods which God created. Who created? God created to be received with, you're going to love this, received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. Hallelujah. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving. With what? We are on the right path, church. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Sanctified simply means set apart. Hallelujah, set apart. If you instruct your brethren, Paul is saying, Timothy, listen. If you instruct the brethren, the church, in these things, you will be a good minister of Jesus Christ. Nourished in the words of faith and the good doctrine which you have carefully followed. But reject profane and old wives' tales and fables, and exercise yourself towards godliness. Towards what? You love this. For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that is now and of which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance. For to this end we both labor and suffer reproach, don't we? Don't we? Because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those who believe. These things command and teach. He's telling his church today, if you instruct the brethren in these things, Timothy, you will be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished in the words of faith and in good doctrine, which you have carefully followed. Oh, that I pray that Paul would walk into this church and see that we are doing exactly what he told us to do. I pray that Jesus sees what we're trying to do. And thanksgiving, how important that is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. If anyone teaches otherwise and does not consent to the wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ and the doctrine which accords with godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but is obsessed with disputes and arguments over words, from which come envy, strife, reviling, evil suspicions, useless wranglings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, who suppose that godliness is a means of gain. From such, withdraw yourself. How many of people have seen people arguing about the silliest things? Amen? Argue about stuff and talk about and obsessed with disputes. This is Paul writing over 2,000 years ago. Amen? Do you think this pertains to today? I do. Obsessed with disputes. What is he? He must be stiller. If anyone teaches otherwise and does not consent to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, if people stop talking about Jesus and to the doctrines which accords with godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but obsessed with disputes and arguments over words, from which come envy, strife, reviling, evil suspicions, useless wranglings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of truth, who supposed that godliness is a means of gain. You understand what he's saying? People think, well, if I act godly, maybe I'll gain something. If I act righteous, I might gain something. For such, he says, withdraw from them. Now listen to this, because this is so for us. For who? Us. Now, godliness with contentment is great gain. I looked up the word content. Yes, I did. I want to read it to you. Content in a state of peaceful happiness. Amen. He's saying godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we carry nothing out. And having food and clothing, with these we shall be content. Amen. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Now again, remember that little thing. People messed it up too. For the love of money. For the love of money, amen? Not to want to earn money, amen? There's nothing about earning money and being bad, but for the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. If you just love to have money, that kind of, that you just never have enough, amen? It's like somebody who digs out gold and he gets all this gold and all of a sudden he doesn't have enough because he wants more. Amen. That's when the evil starts. That's when the bad things happen. I often wonder when I see people selling drugs. You see them on the TV shows and they show a guy selling drugs and he's got a table, a big table, bigger than our table, full of money. You ever see that on TV? Full of money. Thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars. I said to my wife, I said, when is enough enough? They got all that money and it's all dirty and all wrapped up and they're going out to make more. Amen? See, the love of money, that's what that turns out to be. It's never enough. When you have that, it's a root of all kinds of evil for which some have strayed. Hallelujah. And Timothy closes, and Paul closes this to Timothy. And the second congregational. Paul wrote us this letter, and this is how I changed it. It starts out 6:20. It says, O Timothy. And so I just changed it, if you're okay with you. And I'm not changing the word of God. Trust me. I'm just saying, O second congregational. Guard what was committed to your trust. Avoid the profane and idle babblings and contradictions of which is falsely called knowledge. By professing it, some have strayed concerning the faith. And Paul says, grace be with you. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Love God. Love the word of God. Be stronger together. Stand up strong because God is inside of you. He's going to do what he said he's going to do. Amen. Your prayers have never been forgotten. Every prayer that you have prayed has not been forgotten. Can I get an amen? Amen. Giving thanks is heard all around heaven. Let us give him thanks. Let us honor him. Let us let him lead us. Let us be strong together. Amen. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We do not walk by feelings. We walk by faith. Give him praise, church. That's your God, my God. This is the day the Lord has made. I will be glad and rejoice in it. That's where you start. Amen. Hallelujah. He's heard your prayers. If you say them over and over again, don't let somebody say, oh, you did the wrong thing. You're talking to your Father in heaven. Amen. He understands. Listen, he knows you better than anybody else. He's going to pat you on the top of the head and say, yeah, I know, Marty. I got you. I know you. I got you. You got other things to do. Have some fun. Enjoy the day that I've blessed you with. Amen. Let's all be blessed together. Give him praise, church.
Thank you.
not perfect. I don't want to be perfect. I don't want that responsibility. You know who is perfect? Jesus. Hallelujah. Interpret what you want to interpret, but accept him in your heart. Argue about whether Noah really had that ark, but take Jesus into your heart, because that's where your salvation is. All your promises, all your blessings from the Son of God, who craves all the world would come to know him and to love him. All are welcome. Hallelujah. Just to know him for what he did on that cross. We shall not stop at the cross. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. When he poured the wine into a cup, he said, "This is my blood being shed for you for the remission of your sins." He had to be that lamb that was slain. He had to be that sacrifice once for all for each and every one of us. He has to do this in remembrance of him. But we don't stop at the cross. Anyone has a child, a grandchild, a friend who after you did them a small favor said thank you over and over again? Let you know how much they appreciated the little gift that you gave. Your son, your daughter appreciate the little gifts that you gave. You might have left something on their bed or just something special you did with them. And they said thank you. And they looked at you with those eyes that just said how much they love you. And when your friends looked at you and realized how blessed they are to have you in their lives. Although they gave you nothing else but that thanks, I ask you this morning, how does that make you feel? What greater gift could they have given you? And say, hey, thanks for that. Thanks for helping me with that. Thanks for being my friend. Hallelujah. What greater gift than that thanks to let them know? And we have a Father in heaven who has blessed us with everything. Now and in eternity. Hallelujah. We just need to thank him. Thank him. That moves heaven. The voices in heaven rejoice. Angels singing in heaven when his people thank him. Those feelings you just can't put words in. When your friend says thank you, your child says thank you, that feeling you receive, imagine what God feels like. Thank you, Lord. Sacrament, because we love him, because we accept him in our hearts, we are all worthy to share in this sacrament. We have been forgiven by the blood that he shed on that cross, and we don't stop at the cross. He asked us to do this in this church until he returns. In Jesus' name we shall. It brought my heart good to see Margie in church this morning with Marty. I have lots of thanks for that. It's nice to see Sister Judy here today with David. How are you, Judy? Good to see you. Thanks for coming and visiting with us. Your smile makes other people happy. Hallelujah.